Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriasecret.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Yamla. I had a baby-daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Grand Rising and welcome to the R-Spot. You may have heard the recent interview I did with Jada Pinkett Smith about her new book, Worthy. Now, whether you're a fan of Jada or not, whether you think she did Will dirty or not, whether you love her hair or not, Jada offered some powerful insights about how her lack of self-worth impacted her life and all her relationships, even when she was sitting on top of the world with a lot of money. And if you heard that interview, I pray you notice that I didn't go into the details of her story, her marriage, or the slap heard around the world. I focused on the elements of her healing journey, the journey to worthy. Jada's story, like my story or your story, are our business, our unique individual business. However, what is common to all people is how our stories impact, enhance, or detract from a healthy sense of self-worth. So today I'm asking, what is self-worth? Where do you get it or learn it? Do you have a healthy sense of self-worth? If so, how did you get it? And if not, why not? And to do that, I want to begin with a clear definition of self-worth, because I'm not sure everybody has a clear definition or the same definition. So for the purposes of this exploration of the topic today, here is how I am defining self-worth. Self-worth is what you request, require, and expect for yourself, from others, and of others, as a function of how you see and hold yourself within yourself. That means what you request or ask for, require in terms of boundaries and behaviors, and what you accept and accommodate first from yourself. I mean, where do you draw the line related to what you will and will not do? Because that will determine what you expect from others and of others and the way they conduct themselves in your life and in your experience with them. And all of that, all of it, it's a function or reflection of how you see and hold yourself within yourself. Now, I don't want to go into all of it right now, but it is your sense of self-value that determines your self-worth. And it is your self-esteem that determines your self-value. And it is your self-love that determines your self-esteem. And it's all of that. Self-love, self-esteem, self-value, and self-worth that determines and or deters what you experience in relationships. But today, we're focusing on self-worth. We're focusing on that part. And I'm sure those things will bring up or show up as the lack of the other things. Self-worth. Where do you get it or learn it? Do you have it? If so, how did you get it? If not, why not? Let's hear what the callers have to say about that today. Welcome, beloved. Welcome to the R Spot. We're talking about self-worth today. What is it? Do you have it? If so, how'd you get it? And if not, why not? And what's your story?
My story is that I have abandonment issues, and not just from other people, like I'll abandon myself. So, yeah, so that's where it starts. My childhood was traumatic, so I would like leave my body to stay safe. And what I'm finding now is that now that I know that I leave my body, I'm just now learning this about myself. Before, I just wasn't present. I just didn't know what was going on at any given moment. I didn't know what I was doing. But now that I'm old.
Wait a minute. Tell me what you mean. Tell me what that experience is when you say, I leave my body. What does that mean?
In that moment, I don't know what my physical body is doing. I could be staring off into space. I wouldn't know it. I could be shivering. I wouldn't know. Like I leave. Like I'm not there.
You go unconscious.
Yes.
I want to say to you that I think it's a powerful, powerful awareness that you know that you abandon yourself.
I didn't know until I had children and I had to be present.
But I'm wondering now if it's just a habitual response to a trigger. So let me ask you this. When do you do that? What triggers you leaving your body? Is it certain?
It could be anything. Mm. Yes, it could be certain people. It could be anxiety. It could be overthinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's almost like now that I've healed the trauma, I've somewhat healed the trauma, it's the what I did to keep myself safe is what I'm having an issue with healing.
The fact that you leave your body to keep yourself safe. Why do you think that's a function of self-worth?
I think it's a function of my self-worth because now that I'm realizing what it feels like to stay present and getting a glimpse of my worth when I'm present, I almost will put myself in situations because I believe that any relationship that I'm having is a reflection of me. So sometimes I have a hard time leaving unhealthy relationships when I know that it's unhealthy, but because I think it's a reflection of me, I think, okay, well, let me stay in it and fix it.
Mm.
When it's probably not for my greater.
No, it's not. And let me tell you why it's not. Because the same mind that took you into the relationship is the same mind you're trying to use to fix the relationship. That's not going to turn out well for you.
And it's not because it's my child's father. So now I'm like, we can move in together, but he wants to be with me. So I'm telling him now, like, okay, let's stay together because there's certain things that you can teach them that I can't teach them. So I need your help. Like, I need you to be a dad, but I don't want you to focus on the relationship. Let's focus on the kids. And I know that it's not going to work out like that. I should be trusting myself, but I'm not. I think that's where I fight myself. It's like an inner battle.
That's how you abandon yourself. When you know something to be true and you dismiss it, diminish it, deny it, because you don't have a healthy sense of self-worth and you don't believe you can do it. So you'll sacrifice yourself and what's good for you in order to get it done for somebody else.
Right.
Now, what I want you to get is that is how you abandon yourself. Forget the shaking and not knowing where you are. That's one thing. That's a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
The abandonment and the diminishing of your self-worth comes from that secret, silent belief, I can't do this.
And you know what the other issue is? I heard another episode where you were saying, is it a part of you that still wants him? Is it between your toes? It's a small piece of wanting him in between my toes. I don't know what to do with it. It's not healthy.
Yeah, when they get down there in between the toes. But before, beloved, before you can even think of having a relationship with him or your children, you've got to grow that sense of worth. I am worthy. I value myself. I see myself bigger, grander than what I'm experiencing. You've got to grow those things because is it you, the authentic you that wants him, or is it that part of you that's down in between your toes that will accept what shows up and try to fix it?
Definitely.
So if I were to say to you, at this time in my life, I do not have a healthy sense of self-worth, what would you say to that? Is that true for you or not true for you?
Accurate, 100%.
Okay, so let me hear you own that, because the first step toward healing is acknowledgement. So let me hear you own, at this time in my life, I do not have a healthy sense of self-worth. I want to hear you say that and own it.
At this point in my life, I definitely do not have a healthy sense of self-worth.
And that makes me feel...
That makes me feel sad.
I'm sad because...
Yeah, because I'm aware of it and I'm still choosing to abandon.
Wow. You don't need me. You need to hang up and go on... But I want you to hear the power of that. And it's a simple flip. You said, and that makes me feel sad because I'm aware of it and I'm still choosing it. But here's what I want you to get, beloved. Every choice overrides and supersedes every other choice. So at any given moment, any moment can be the moment that you make another choice. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with a limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. So right now, your sense of worth, your developing, deepening, growing, healing your self-worth hinges upon you making another choice, moment by moment by moment by moment.
Mm-hmm.
It may mean that you have to take some time, get clear about what you really want, and get clear about whether you think you deserve it. And whether you think you can have it and then believe you can have it, ask for it, ask God, Source, Creator, Universe, and then make one choice at a time that will get you to what you want.
That's what I'll do. I'll make those choices. I go in and out of the consciousness. Like, I'll make a good choice that's good for myself and that my higher self agrees with and appreciates. And then I'll go back on the choice like, oh.
Because you continue to surround yourself with the spiritual pollutants that make you think you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So just as it relates to your child's father, your children's father, is that the relationship you want for yourself?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So here we are. I am not choosing to be in relationship with my children's father for me, but you are willing to have a co-parenting relationship with him for the children. Is that accurate?
Yes.
But I hear the but.
Because it's almost easier for me to do it the way that I do it, because he's alcoholic.
Oh,
so.
Lord.
It's a mess.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's a mess. So because he's an alcoholic, it's almost easier to be nice to him, because when I go that route and say, I don't want to be with you, let's do this and let's do that, let's meet somewhere and meet up with the kids, then it's aggressive. It's combative. And that triggers me, and that makes me a treat. So
do you believe it can be different?
No.
There you are. That's it. You're never going to live beyond your beliefs. So your work, my love, is building up first your sense of self. You can't have worth until you have a self. And right now, your self is depleted or diminished or denied or whatever. You've got to build self. So I want to give you an assignment. Okay. If I give you an assignment, are you going to do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yourself, my love, is the core, the essence, the truth of who you are. That's what yourself is. So before you can have love or esteem or value or worth, you got to build up yourself. And yourself has a name, and the name of yourself is I Am. That's yourself's name. So let's say what is your first name?
My first name is Tiffany.
Okay. I Am Tiffany. Yeah. Tiffany is your name, but the I Am is the self that Tiffany is.
Mm-hmm.
So here's your assignment. Every day for the next 40 days, every day for the next 40 days, before he gets up and you have to get busy, I want you to get up and I want you to write 40 times on a sheet of paper, I am. And then I want you to put behind that I am what it is that you want to be in your life. So, for example, I am clear. I am love. I am peace. I am power. I am joy. I am beauty. I am wealth. I am health. I am wisdom. I am power. All of those words. 40 times, 40 sentences every day for 40 days.
Okay.
So when you get up tomorrow, you're going to write 40 I am statements. And then the next day, you write 40 I am statements. Now, okay. As you're writing, after you write them all down, I want you to go back and read the list and check off the ones you don't believe.
Okay.
So let's say you write, I am power. When you go back and read, I don't believe I'm power. I don't believe I'm clarity. I don't believe I'm truth. I don't believe I'm wealthy. Because those are the things that you've got to build up. Those are the things that you have to build up so that you can grow your worth. Why don't you believe that you're loved? Why don't you believe that you're wealthy? Why don't you believe that? And you don't have to write it down. You can. You can write it down. But basically, I just want you to start thinking about it and bringing it to the surface. Because what I know to be true is once you start making those statements, God, source, life, the universe is going to bring you experiences where you get to practice being the things that you don't believe. So let's say you don't believe that you're power. Life is going to bring you an experience where you're going to have to stand in your power. Ask for what you want. Say no. And you're going to do this for 40 days. If you miss a day, start all over again. I don't care if it's day 22. You got to start okay. The 40 days all over. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you reconnected, reacquainted, to get you to trust again yourself.
Trust myself, yes.
You got it. 40 days, 40 statements a day. Write them, then read them. Check off what you don't believe, and then be on the lookout for that thing to show up in your life. Is after you do your 40 days, I want you to write down what you want. With yourself in place, your I am established, then write down what you want. Because what you're going for right now is what you know. When yourself is in place, right, when yourself is in place and established, you can create what you really, really desire. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, beloved. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. A healthy sense of self-worth begins with the willingness to put you first in your life. You, your needs, your desires. Because if you can't put you first in your life, if you don't enjoy your life, everything and everybody else will. Start there. Vote for you. Put you first. Let's hear what my next caller has to say. Greetings and welcome to the R Spot. I am Yanla, and today we are diving headfirst into the issue, the topic, the challenge of self-worth. So, what are you bringing to the table today?
I have done, in my opinion, a lot of work on myself. I'm in recovery. I've gone through all my steps. I'm in therapy. You know, I've done all the things. And I guess I was thinking I was going to turn around and click my heels and have instant self-worth. I do affirmative prayer, you know, but enough of all that. My dilemma today is it a way to act as if to bring forth the belief? Because I know that I get what I expect and believe. Is it possible to act your way into that?
No.
Dog, that's a quick answer.
No and goodbye. No.
Next.
Let me start here because I know you're a spiritual warrior. So let me start here. How do you define self-worth? How do you define it?
I define self-worth as what I feel about myself on the outside, manifesting itself in my actions and my behavior. The good person that I am, I want that to be reflected, you know, in my behavior and my choices.
And it's not being reflected in your behavior.
Well, some of my choices probably could have been better.
Could have been, but when you made a poor choice or a decision, do you use that as your measuring tool for the next choice and decision? So let's say, you know that popcorn gives you gas, but you love popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So do you choose to eat the popcorn and blow up the room? Or do you choose potato chips? Okay. Are you using...
I choose the baked potato chips.
Okay. Yeah. So that says that you're choosing what you know about yourself to guide and govern your choices. But here's where I think you're falling off the wagon. You define self-worth from the outside, not from the inside.
Mm.
You said that you define self-worth as what you see on the outside being a reflection of what is on the inside.
I sure did say that.
Yeah, you did. So you're defining your worth based on external criteria as opposed to internal criteria. And worth begins within. I don't think your issue is worth. I think your issue is value.
Okay.
How you see and hold yourself within yourself that determines what you do and how you do it. That's value. That's not worth. How you see and hold yourself within yourself that determines what you do and how you do it.
Mm.
You know, I value myself and I value my dignity. I value my eldership. So I'm not gonna get on the pole in the thong. I'm not.
Right.
Because I value mm-hmm. myself too much to do that. I don't care. You couldn't pay me enough to get on the pole in the thong and make everybody else blind when they see me.
See y'all that.
Right? It would be too much for them. They are not worthy.
Amen.
They are not worthy of seeing me on the pole.
That's right.
So what I'm hearing you say is that there may be some tweaks you have to do in your value that will support you in constructing what you do and don't do, how you make your choices, how you move. We'll talk about that right after this break.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation. Give me an example.
Ooh, I can give you a hot one.
Okay, give me one.
Oh, I sat around for years crushing on this guy, but I wouldn't say nothing. Because I thought that he was above me.
Whoa.
I know, Glenn. I know. And so then the opportunity came, and I thought, this is it. God had heard my prayers, and I'm going to go for it. And then when it was presented, it was not the same type of relationship that I wanted. Well, he just wanted a physical relationship. I don't know why I'm whispering, because it's just 40 million people going to be listening to this.
I know, right?
Right. You know, and I was so disappointed, but I said, you know what? I'm going to work with this. I'm going to go out with him, because once he's around me, he's going to be convinced, even though I heard your voice saying, when they tell you, believe it. I heard you. I said, you know what? That applies to everybody else, because I felt like I knew better. But I said, if I knew better, I'd have didn't do better.
Okay, so when it was all said and done, I heard you say you were disappointed in yourself. What else? When it was all said and done, you didn't get what you wanted. You were disappointed, and?
I should have known better from the beginning.
Nope, you're beating yourself up. Were you ashamed?
Yes.
Were you guilty? Because
I think.
Did you feel guilty?
More so shame. No, I just felt shame because I just felt like, okay. You know, because I mentor a lot of women.
Yeah, and shame and disappointment.
Like, yes, there you go. Yes. You know, I would tell them not to do it.
Now, so here's where you went off the rails. Holding the belief that he was above you. And you said you sat around for years. Mm-hmm. So you held the belief that he was above you, which meant you were less than him, which means that you accepted less, and you compromised your value, which diminished your worth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a value issue. Because remember I said value determines what you will do and what you won't do. So what you did was accepted less and compromised yourself and went into what you didn't want, because his needs, wants, desires were greater than yours.
Mm-hmm.
All based upon the belief that he was above you.
He was more valuable than me.
Yes.
Mm.
And when you give something or someone more value than you believe you are, more value than you think the way you hold yourself, you diminish your worth. So you're going to get less.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to request what you want. You're not going to require what you want because you're less than. And you're going to expect that person to hold their boundaries while you relax yours. What a powerful learning. What a powerful learning. And I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you because this is, you know, for all teachers, mentors. You can't teach what you're not living. It won't be authentic. It won't be received. So you're teaching these young girls, you know, the truth that you know it and what they need to do. And then you turn around and act like a boo-boo to fool.
Right. From up the street.
Right. Across the track or somewhere.
That's right.
So here's the universe saying to you, okay, you want to teach, you want to mentor. You got to have integrity and you got to be authentic. You can't have this thing going on in the back room. Can't do that. Because universe is trusting you by putting young women's hearts and souls in your hand. You got to be in integrity. And it's okay. You learn that lesson. Okay, next. Won't do that again. Won't do that again.
I'm so glad I called.
Me too. So remember, your worth is what you request, require, and expect for yourself. That grows from how you see yourself and hold yourself within yourself that determines what you will and won't do. That's your value. So you got to focus in on value. This is not valuing myself. Me going into a physical relationship with somebody that I really want something more with, that's not valuing who I am and what I want. I'm not going to do that. Now, I hope it was good, and I hope, you know, you had a few thrills and stuff, because ain't nothing wrong with that either.
Oh, that's right.
Just don't buy the wedding dress and order the invitations, because he ain't the one.
Right.
Don't beat yourself up. A little nookie ain't never hurt nobody. Go on with yourself now. But if you're giving the nookie up, expecting it to be more when you've already been told it ain't going to be no more, then that's a problem.
I get it. I receive it.
So forgive yourself for being disappointed. Forgive yourself for being ashamed. Forgive yourself for diminishing your value. Forgive yourself for diminishing your worth. And just go on. Next.
But I so thank you. So thank you.
Okay. And remember, worth comes from the inside, not from the outside. Not from the outside.
Bottom line.
Okay. All right. All right, warrior. Deep bow to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my love.
Bye-bye.
That was juicy. Mm-hmm. And like I said, a little nookie ain't never hurt nobody. Well, I don't know about you, but I got a lot out of today's show. Lots and lots and lots of things to think about. Lots and lots to consider. Because just like you, just like Jada, just like every other person with a story, I too am growing in my sense of worth in the world and what I expect of myself and for myself and what I expect from others. You see, we gotta know that worth grows from value. So if you've got a self-value issue, if you're doing things that don't value your dreams, your who you are, how you identify, if you're putting yourself in situations where you are being diminished or denied or whatever because you don't think you can get better, you're going to diminish your worth because you're not standing in your full value. So I hope you got something today that you can use. I hope that you are requiring, requesting, and expecting all that you deserve. I hope that you know something now that you didn't know when you tuned in. And until we meet again, stay in peace and not peace. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.